thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
One injury real quick, guys. George Fenton is dealing with an ankle. We'll figure out more tomorrow.
Coach, can you talk overall about the performance of your team, in particular the offense, Mike White, Michael Carter?
Yeah, the offense was outstanding. Obviously, I think it racked up over 500 yards of offense. A lot of opportunities, moved the ball on a really, really, really good defense, created explosive plays. Mike White was poised, took what the defense gave him, but also took shots when he had to. Michael Carter was hard to tackle, just all the way across the board, just the protection, the run blocking, the route running. It was awesome.
Robert, you guys last week suffered that one. I mean, how are you able to bounce back in this way?
You know, it's The best way I can explain this, Connor, and this is really for all y'all. You know, you can go look back at some of those press conferences from the beginning of the from training camp, right? We talked about this football team being young, and there's going to be days where we look like we should be a playoff team contending for a Super Bowl championship, and then there's going to be days where we don't look like we belong on a football field. That's youth. That's this young team. That's what's growing, and it's a really cool group of guys that we have, and they're going to get better. They're going to get better every single week. And this is going to be a group that can do something. But at the same time, is it the roller coaster ride we've been talking about since training camp? Absolutely. Is this something to build off? Heck yeah. And we beat a really good football team today.
Robert, you just believe in Mike White, right? We talked about offseason, but could you even envision a performance like this today? 405 yards?
Yeah, why not? Because. No, I think Mike proved it. He's I know sometimes from the outside looking in, you know, the decisions that scouts and coaches make can seem like it's crazy, right? But we get to see these guys every day. We get to see these guys operate. We've been blessed to be around some of the great players in this league. And Mike is fantastic. He's poised. He's showing it all throughout camp, all throughout OTAs, that he deserves to be one of those guys. And obviously he showed it today.
What were your thoughts on the sideline when you started to hear?
Yeah. Okay, enough.
Yeah,
guys in the back. Jesus,
shut up. Like I said, I imagine that you guys are a little change of pace there. When you were thinking of ways that this game could go, when you were thinking about the ways that Mike could perform, kind of like Kyle said, did you ever imagine hearing his name chanted by the third, fourth quarter?
One thing I've learned about Jets fans is they're extremely passionate, and if you're winning, you're a winner, and if you're losing, you're a loser. And Mike is Mike put out a winning performance, and the crowd let him know it. So I think it's cool.
Can you, as Mike LaFleur is putting the plan together, kind of coming out passing as you did, the short passes, getting Mike into a rhythm, he's got a lot of heat for the way, you know, his scripted plays have been going for the last 5-6 weeks here. Did you just have a sense when you saw the plan that this was something you liked? And can you speak about the game he called?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know a lot of those plays early went underneath, but those were design shots. And their deep credit, Cincinnati, they took away the shots early. The entire offense, Mike LaFleur wanted to be aggressive today, but Mike White was really good in just taking what the defense gave, and the defense gave space underneath, and he gave it to his playmakers, and they went and made plays. But the reality is it will never change in football. If the play works, you're a genius. If it doesn't, you're an idiot. But I feel like Mike's been doing a really nice job, and Mike White, you know, Mike White was awesome today. So.
Upstairs.
You know, Mike White didn't need a guy talking to him down on the bench. He just felt like it'd be a good time to go up, call it from upstairs, and felt like just Mike White just be on the bench and you know, with Cav and Calabrese and just call it. So
500 yards though, is he probably gonna stay up there?
Who made the decision, Robert, to take the ball to open the game?
You know what? There's a couple things. One, change up, but. I won't go into the whole decision, but you know, I was deferring all the way up until warm-ups, and it just felt like it'd be good to get him the ball early, just get the jitterbugs out of his stomach. But it worked out. So.
You expect him to start Thursday?
Yeah, he's starting Thursday.
Was there any lobbying by anybody to particularly, you know, Mike or anybody to take the ball first?
No.
Or was that all your decision?
Yeah, just a random decision.
Robert, what was the defensive game plan against that explosive, you know, Bengals offense, and how did you think it played out?
Brick was awesome. Again, the whole team defensively, I thought the plan was awesome in the sense that we wanted to keep it in front. We let one behind us there in the second half on a good play design, but we just got to play it. We obviously got to play it better. But I thought the guys did an unbelievable job executing, especially in that first half. You know, we turned the ball over three times. We get some short fields. Defense was we always talk about give us a blade of grass and we'll protect it. And you know, it showed up, and even in the second half, finally got the interception, bug off right back, and all it takes is one. I don't care how you get it, but you know, got the turnover at the perfect time, and battled their butts off, didn't flinch, and then we were able to finish it in 4 minutes.
Robert, over the years in different sports, we've seen athletes sometimes come out of nowhere and put on great performances and never look back. If Mike plays at a high level, is it possible that he could be quarterback here long term?
We'll go day to day, but anything's possible, right? Anything's possible. So it goes back to that whole theory of the difference between player A and player Z is an opportunity in reps. That's what this league is. That's professional sports. That's why they come out of nowhere. Someone gets an opportunity. And what Mike does with his opportunity is he's got the world in front of him. He's just got to take advantage of it.
Was there a particular moment in the game or play where that really jumped out at you about what Mike did? Maybe a situational thing that
first round. Came out
comfortable, poised, and drove the ball right down the field, scored that touchdown. I was like, all right, let's get this dude the ball. Let's see what happens. And I know we had some mishaps there in that first half where we could have been even more explosive with as it pertains to points. But to be down three at halftime despite three turnovers, to show the grit and the grind that this group was fighting through, to be down 11, I think it was, am I right, 11 points, whatever it was, to come back from that, just a gritty group, and it was awesome to see.
What did that goal line stand early? I know it was early, but what kind of a statement did that make for your, you know, for Jeff's group and just as the game went forward?
No, it felt like we started fast on both sides of the ball.
I know that ended up being, you know, a takeaway that on a tip ball, but again, credit to the offense to give us that inch to protect. To give us that blade of grass to protect, and defense always takes pride, especially ours, in terms of knocking people back at the goal line. And it's not our first goal line stand; won't be our last goal line stand. And so, it's always a great momentum. It is a great momentum builder, but at the same time, that's something that we expect.
Would a performance like this, Robert, make you not want to rush Zach back?
Again, we'll go day to day on that one.
Were you worried that Mike was going to be injured the rest of the game?
Well, worried for Mike, not necessarily just from a game standpoint. I just want to make sure he's okay. That's the first thing that goes. Whether he can play or not isn't my concern. For you know, it's more for the man so he can be healthy. Full faith in Josh to be able to step in and go play football. And Mike didn't hesitate with the way he was going to call the game with Josh in there. But obviously Mike was healthy and was able to come back.
Robert, I'm sure Shaq wasn't the guy you expected to get your first interception of the year. It looked like he read the screen there, kind of knew he wasn't getting blocked. Just how huge a play was that for you guys that he made there?
Oh, man. Anytime you get an interception, you know, we've been talking about it for, God, what are we, week 30 it feels like. But to give our offense a chance on a short field, give them the ball inside the 20, let's see him go score. And made the play, obviously a huge play, and then for the offense to go finish it and go score was obviously huge. It was the deciding factor.
What went into you guys calling the Philly special on the two-point conversion?
You know, he's been working that one. Call it a creative play, not a trick play, but it was a cool design they've been working on for a couple of weeks, and obviously we had the two-point conversion earlier, and to get Crowder back in. I think Crowder missed the first two-point conversion, otherwise he would have called it then.
Mike's obviously going to steal the majority of the headlines, but two other young kids who seem to have a pretty good performance are Mike Carter and also Elijah Moore. Can you just talk a little bit about their games? It seemed like they broke out as well.
Yeah, they were awesome. Going to have some things to always grow off of, but again, just getting the ball in their hands and let them go make plays. That's the dynamic playmaking ability that both of them have is give it to them in space and let's see what happens. And Michael Carter, he's been hard to tackle all season. Made some big plays to the point where they, you know, I didn't. He was never down, obviously. And then obviously with Elijah, he was fantastic too with the ball in his hands and making plays. And obviously in the receiving game, the reverses all of it. So.
Joe Mixon was third in the NFL in regression, but you guys held him to 33 yards. What was the key into that?
You know, again, the D-line, I think the D-line, the entire defense took it personal, right? You always want to take it personal. Last week was not indicative of who we are as a defense, and I think it was important for those guys to just get back to Sunday to go play ball against a playoff-caliber football team. And you know, we're capable of doing this stuff. I mean, Tennessee wasn't a fluke. This was not a fluke. We got a good football team. This youth has got to find its consistency, which I think we're again, a big, big step in the right direction. And we got short week this week against a really good Indianapolis team, and we'll see if we can stack it up and do it again.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.